You're listening to Amavah Chazaru, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, and we are going to be doing Daf Mem Dal. That's Mem Dal Amud Aleph and Mem Dal Amud Beis in this blitz to try to review from what we missed from the week of Yantiv last week. So we left off at the top of the Amud of Mem Dal Amud Aleph. We just had a discussion about the principle of Heter being Mitzdaref to Isser. And Rabbi Yochanan said that we only see Heter being mitzdaref for Isser by Nazir from the word Mishras. And then and we don't apply it anywhere else. That's an exception to the rule. Ze'iri mentioned another exception to the rule, which is regarding Haktara of Sa'or on the Mizbeach. And then the Gemara adds one more, really, by Chametz and Pesach. But we don't apply it across the board. So now we take it from four lines from the top of the Amud. Yosef Ravdimi v'chamar la shmaita. So Ravdimi was teaching this teaching. Amar le'rabaye le'ravdimi v'chol yisurin shebatorah ain heter mitzdaref le'isser. Wait, hold on. Is that true? All yisurin in the Torah, we don't apply the principle of heter being mitzdaref to isser? To right, meaning that you have the minimum shear, let's say in general is a kazayas, and that you have a heter will join with Isser to make this minimum shear. V'hotnan, hamakape hamikpa shel truma v'hashum v'shemen shel chulin. If you have like a porridge, a daisa sarashi, a porridge of truma and garlic or oil of chulin goes into it, v'naga tvul yom, and a tvul yom b'miktsasan, and a tvul yom, somebody who became tamei, and then he became tahor, but there wasn't setting of the sun yet, so he hasn't had full tahara. He touches part of it, so in that case, and typically a tful yom will pasal truma, he'll be matame truma. So v'naga tful yom miktsasan pasal es kulan, he pasals the whole thing. Hamikba shel chulin vashum vashem and shel truma, but if it's a porridge, a chulin porridge, right? I mean, in the previous case, the porridge is a truma porridge, and then chulin goes in, so we consider it as if it's all truma. However, if the porridge, the chulin porridge, where a tvul yom is not going to possible it, vashum vashem and shel truma v'nagal tvul yom and miktasan, and then there's truma garlic or truma oil in it, And then Tulium touches part of it. Lo pasal ella makom mago bilvad. He only passels the part that he touched. Now v'havinan ba makom mago my psula. And then we asked regarding this. There's a discussion regarding the sugya. We have a masorah of having a discussion about this. Why is it that the part he touches becomes pasul? Habatli lehu tavlin barov. Shouldn't the tavlin, the shemen and the shum, the garlic and the oil, that's yes, that part is truma, but shouldn't that be butl and the rove of the porridge? So therefore, you shouldn't, nothing should become pasul over here from what he touches. The Amar Rabba Bar Chana, and Rabba Bar Chana said regarding this, Ma Tam, what's the reason? Ho'el v'zar loka le'en b'gazayis. Because a zar would be get, meaning a non-Kohen, would get malchus for this if he had a kazayis of it. So, hey, now that's what Rabbi Bar Chana said. So now we're reflecting, we're analyzing. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Lav mishum tehetem etzdaref le'isser. So don't we see, says Abaye, don't we see from here that Rabbi Bar Chana said that heter is mitzdaref to the isser, meaning that he says if it's a kazayis, right? That over here, a czar who would eat from this, because there is oil and garlic of truma, and it's mixed with this porridge, and now there's a kazayis because the porridge is joining with the oil, with the truma oil and the truma garlic, and it's being, so heter is being mitzdaref le'isser. And this is not a case by Nazir. This is not, you know, Baal HaKtara or Chametz on Pesach. So we see we apply it throughout. So, lav mishum deheter mitzdaref le'isser. So the Gemara says, lo, no, that's not what Rabbi Bar Chana means. My kazayis, de'ik kazayis v'kedei achilas pras. What does it mean that there's a kazayis? That there's a kazayis v'kedei achilas pras, which means the time that it takes to eat pras, which is a half of a bread, of two meals, which is two breads. Rashi goes through the exact shiurim here. We discussed this in Erevin. And what this means is that there's not heterim with starts to iser here. We're saying that this case is where there was a kazayas eaten, meaning that there was a kazayas of oil and garlic of which were truma that was eaten in a short span. And if there's that much, I mean, if there is that much of a proportion of truma stuff mixed in this porridge, that you'll eat a kazayas within the time frame of kedei achilas pras, so that's why he's chayev malchus. So now the Gemara, I guess Abaye would ask back, so my kazayas, did he get kazayas with kedei achilas pras? So now, kazayas with kedei achilas pras, deraisahi? Hold on. Is that principle that eating a kazayas within the time frame of kedei achilas pras, is that a deraisa principle that you're going to get malchus for it? Amar lei. So he says to him, in, yes, it is. So ihachi, so he responds, oh yeah, if so, am I pligi rabbanon related to Rabbi Eliezer, but kutach abavli? Then why would the rabbanon argue with Rabbi Eliezer regarding kutach abavli? Right? Rabbi Eliezer said, regarding kutach abavli, right, Rashi says, nehi nami delo darshi kol larabos eruvo. Right, we learned in the previous daf that Rabbi Eliezer learns that a taruvos is from an extra word kol is usher midiraisa with a lav. It's not usher kares, but a mixture like kutach abavli, a chametz mixture is still usher midiraisa. And the Rabbanan said, no, it's not usher midiraisa. But now, according to this, why would they argue with him? If you're telling me that there's enough to eat in one time frame, that's an iser deraisa. So by kutach abavli, if there's enough bread that you can eat a kazayas worth of bread, if you're kedei achilas pras, meaning kutach abavli is this dip that was made with some bread, and that's why it would be a chametz mixture. But the kutach abavli, there's enough that you can eat a kazayas of the bread kedei achilas pras. So why would the rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Eliezer? So now he responds. I think Rav Dimi would respond back. Elamai. So what would you say instead? Mishum dehetem estarifel iser. So you're telling me, okay, no. So the real reason over here is not the reason that he gets malchus is not because he eats kazayas of the truma in kedei achilas pras. You're saying it's because hetzer mestarifel iser. So at the end of the day, you have the same problem. Am I pligi rabbanon related Rabbi Eliezer but kutach abavli? Why would they argue with Rabbi Eliezer regarding kutach abavli? Meaning we still have a problem here at the end of the day. No matter which approach you take, whether hetzer mestarif to iser or kedei achilas pras or it's a kazayas of in kedei achilas pras, you have to explain why the rabbanon would argue with Rabbi Eliezer regarding kutach abavli. Either the bread would the mutter things in the kutach abavli would combine with the usser bread, which is chametz, it would combine with that, and then heter is mestarif le'iser, according to you, Abaye, so you have to explain it. And according to me, says Rav Dimi, I have to explain why they would argue with him, because you technically do eat enough bread in kutach abavli in the kedei achilas pras. So yes, the rabbanon should agree with Rabbi Eliezer. So what's going on here? So ella hanach l'kutach abavli. He says no. Kutach abavli is a different case. Delays be kedei achilas pras, because when you eat kutach abavli, you're not going to eat a kazayas of bread in the time span of kedei achilas pras. Meaning, he says, I don't say that you're a mitzarev heter le'iser over here. I don't believe that, says Rav Dimi. But rather the case with the truma and the tulyom, that's where you ate enough of the truma, oil and garlic in a kazayas worth in kedei achilas pras. But by kutach abavli, you do not eat enough bread of a kazayas of bread in kedei achilas pras. Why not? Ibe ne, because if it's if it is as it is, meaning he just eats it, to kasarif the ka'achele, that he just gobbles it down and eats it. So batla data is a koladam. So we're mavatal his das by according to everybody else, because kutach abavli is not something that you just sit there and munch on the kutach abavli by itself. It's a dip. There's bread in the dip, but nobody eats amounts of kutach abavli to eat so much. To eat so much that you're going to eat a kazayas of bread in kedei achilas pras. And if you do, we say you're crazy. Batal date is al kol adam, and therefore, that's why the Rabbanan didn't say there's no iser diraisa there. Vi meshater kashater. And if you're gonna like dip, then you dip, and you don't. And va'achil leis be'kazayis. Va'achil leis be'kazayis v'keiches pras. And if you're eating it normally, the way a normal person eats kutach abavli, you're not going to eat that much in that time frame. And that's how he resolves it. Esve, so we're going to challenge this principle again. Which is, I believe, Abaye challenging again this principle that we do not say heter is mistarifel iser. So Esve, so let's challenge this from a maybe it's a Mishnah.